I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This is the Closing Market Report. Let's check now the futures markets and some analysis today with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you, Todd.
Well, as we look forward to next week's USDA reports, we have to think about the acreage numbers. We have to think about the grain stocks and which of the two of those might be more important and what surprises could be showing up. Anything that you find of interest in the two reports and might change dramatically between the last numbers that we got in March and this set of numbers?
Well, on the acreage bean estimates, maybe a half million more. Last time we were 81.5. I think we'll probably maybe be 82. Corn numbers about unchanged around this 91.7 level. As I mentioned this morning here, I think you know, once this acreage number's out, the focus is probably going to be on harvested acres. And we'll get a handle of that as we move more into the marketing or growing season, that is. The one that your number crunchers will really put the pencil to kind of give us an idea on usage and fine-tune that ending stocks estimate will be the quarterly grain stocks report, of course. Corn's expected to be right around this 377 area. Not a whole lot of concern as far as a surprise there. The main thing would be in the bean sector. Ideas are the bean stocks estimate could be around this 385 area. And when you judge the usage we've seen here this winter and what inventory might be left, suggests that usage still needs to slow down, or these imports need to be coming in at a more rapid pace. So the bean stocks number will probably be the one that most people will talk about next Monday.
So producers, and there will be some that have some old crop soybeans left around, sniggled away someplace. Do you think they ought to hold on and see what happens next week, or shall they take advantage sometime this week?
Well, at this point, might as well just hang on and see what happens. If you held on this long, might as well.
What's another week in time value, huh?
Or another dollar. I mean, it's a roller coaster. There's only 150 up for delivery next week, so I don't think there's going to be huge deliveries or any reason to fall out of bed for say. Ideas that the old bean price could hang in here until we do have these exports come in, or these prices should hang in there and see how these commercials come or end users come forward to gather some beans for meal, and particularly soybean oil. But definitely, as a producer, you got to use strength and get stuff priced, because these are attractive prices when you push the pencil on, especially on an old crop.
I want to turn your attention to new crop. When we talk to folks in the Western Corn Belt or look up information as it relates to rainfall there, Iowa and Minnesota in some deep difficulty, maybe deep waters too, as it pertains to the amount of rainfall, 8 to 11 inches, I think, in the last week or so. A lot of water there.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of water going down the river. It could maybe logistics-wise mess things up for a while. But, you know, if it's your farm, it's a low area, it looks bad. But, as a whole, it's helping put moisture in areas that need it. And we'll see if this moisture continues as we move down the road in through here. Ideas, this afternoon's crop conditions report can maybe show a slight deterioration. What might be pointed out more than anything for the bull, the bear to argue, will be the areas. They'll break it down into certain regions and so forth to see what damage has occurred, and also see what improvement has occurred. But the bean market, particularly these new crop November beans, one thing the analysts are pointing out is technically in through here we're starting to carve out maybe a possible head and shoulders top. So if we don't see a whole lot of deterioration in through here, eventually this bean market will try to roll over. It's just exactly when.
What kind of places do you see in the charts where this market might go for beans, upside or downside, either one?
Well, on the upside in through here, it's fairly popular. This 1245, 1250 area is going to be a area resistance. If we can go through that, we can maybe move on up to this 1275 area. It's kind of bull spread lead, so as long as the July stays strong, they should try to pull the Novembers with it through here. The key supports at $12. $12 gives way. Then we can move on lower. As a producer, you know, wanting to protect inventory, $12 would be a fairly popular number to try to defend here, Todd.
And you have some chart points for corn as well?
Well, it did until today. We had an outside down day.
Yeah, it was an interesting day, wasn't it?
You know, looked real strong early. Then we saw the trade come in and buy beans, sell corn, and buy everything else and sell corn again. Today's high is going to be some resistance here at 457. As I mentioned on Commodity Week here, we kind of had visions maybe going up to this 466 area. We'll see how things develop, but today's technical action suggests we should go down and test this 435. If 435 gives way, we could, you know, seep on lower. But I would think we'd develop a trading range in here. The key would be to see what type of demand develops here on this break in through here. The end user is still not covered. They're not going to be in a big hurry to get some coverage on. But it'd be interesting to see what type of buyers would come forward here on this price break.
It was, as you mentioned, an outside down day. It was a 15-cent trading range for the day, which was in past recent history, not that big a deal, but 15 cents is a pretty good-sized range. What was it that took place in the trade that pushed the market higher first, and then how did it roll over and go down?
Well, there's an optimism that the market's ability to get above 4.5 generated some buy programs to come in and kind of technically fueled on itself in through there. Also, option expiration generated some follow-through buying there last night. Then, too, when you look at the extended 11 to 15-day forecast, it's starting to try to build a ridge and try to be warm and dry. That probably will happen because I have tickets to St. Louis on July 7th. So, you know, they'll trade that extended forecast. But as the day went on and through here, we just didn't see the buying hold together. Concerns about the West Coast, maybe some labor disputes on contracts or on some of these shipping terminals could limit some exports off the West Coast. And it's kind of just one thing after another, particularly when we started resumption of trade at 8:30 and even at 9:30, we saw a lack of buying staying there and quite a bit of sell pressure come in.
Hey, wait, if you've got tickets to the Cardinals on the 7th day of July, you won't be with us that day, or is that an evening game?
I'll put our best man, Pete, on this.
Ah, there you go. Hey, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, take care.
That
thank
is
you
Kurt
much.
Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on this Monday afternoon to take a look at the commodity markets. And